Time for another Piano Puzzler. Bruce Adolph is here in the Maud Moon Weyerhaeuser studio with me. Hi, Bruce.
Hi, Fred.
Every week, Bruce takes a familiar tune, could be a folk song, a pop song, a Broadway song, or even a familiar tune from the world of classical music, and he rewrites that tune in the style of a classical composer. We get a caller on the line who has to try to guess the tune that's buried in there and the composer whose style Bruce is imitating. Joy Lawrence is calling from Grand Rapids, Michigan. Hi, Joy.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you. Joy, what's your musical background?
Well, actually, many years ago in college, I was a music major. And since then, I taught a little bit, and I did some music work at a church, but all of that has been quite a number of years ago.
Makes it sound like you're doing something else now.
I am. I'm a costume shop manager of a theater now.
Oh, nice. Well, is it a musical theater, or at least sometimes a musical theater?
We do a musical every year or so.
So music is still very much a part of your life, it
sounds
like. Yes,
it is.
Great. Well, see if you can put some of that musical knowledge to work here with a piano puzzler. Bruce is going to play this. Then your job is to guess the tune and the composer. And Joy, I don't know what's coming either, so if you want to brainstorm on this together, we can.
Okay, good.
And if you get stuck on the composer, you can ask for musical clues as well.
Okay, good.
Joy Lawrence, here's your piano puzzler.
I have no idea what the melody was, but it sounded like Bartok.
Well, you're very close. It's not Bartok, but it's a composer that often is said in the same breath as Bartok.
Kodály?
Kodály?
Kodály, yes.
No.
but we're in the right era.
Yeah,
we're
in the right world.
Early 20th century, so we're in the right world here.
I do not know.
Well, we can give you two musical clues. We can play two different pieces of music for you.
Mm-hmm.
One is a very direct clue, and one is a kind of musical misdirection. So let's hear musical clue number one. Bruce, what's the identity of musical clue number one?
Well, the identity of musical clue number one is it's by Igor Stravinsky, and it's a march from L'Histoire du Soldat, the story of a soldier.
The soldier story, musical clue number one, and behind door number two... interesting old recording.
Yes, it's from Millot's La Création du Monde.
Music by Darius Milhaud
yes.
is clue number two.
The creation of the world.
Mm-hmm. I think it was the Stravinsky.
Yeah, I think so.
Igor Stravinsky, the soldier's tale, the soldier's story. Absolutely. Now, Bruce, play that little opening again. I'm sorry, I'm laughing because the way the tune is woven in is making me twist my neck
so
in
got
a funny
tune,
direction. Well, just it's all on the wrong beats.
Yes, it is. It's on the not all, but almost all.
Almost all. So, Joy,
yes.
about that tune.
I thought the tune would be easier to guess than the composer.
Well, it's very off-center.
Is the tune from a musical?
It is.
It's Matchmaker, Matchmaker.
It is. You got it. It's Matchmaker, Matchmaker, which is match. But if you hear it this way.
Yes.
Yeah, it's all the beats are wrong.
Yes.
I
You know, that's not so easy to play.
It's quite lovely.
It is quite lovely, although my feet keep getting crossed up when I'm waltzing, I'm marching. What the heck am I doing? The beats are in different places.
The funny thing is the time signatures really would be 2-4 for the main music and 3-8 for this. So, and then they fit together. And so one of the reasons it is Stravinsky and not Bartok, as you heard from the clue, is that it's an exact quote full of Stravinsky's L'Histoire du Soldat.
Bruce, this seems very appropriate for you since there are two different rhythms going on, which is called polyrhythms,
right,
which is a member of your family.
Right. I have a parrot that Fred has met named Polyrhythm, and I've had this bird most of my life. He's 44 years old now, and his name is Polyrhythm.
Well, Joy, you got the composer, you got the tune. I think we could say you're a winner.
Well, thank you for your help.
Joy, thank you so much for playing our Piano Puzzler this week. What's your public radio station?
I listen to 104.1 in West Michigan.
Which is part of Michigan Public Radio.
Yes.
Joy Lawrence from Grand Rapids, Michigan, thank you very much for joining us this week.
Thank you so much, Fred.
And Bruce, I'll see you next week.
Bye, Fred.